We're continuing in our discussion on Husker football because the vocal response has been very, very strong. We're visiting with Jason Peter, former Husker great, Blackshirt. And Jason, you were at the game last Saturday, that 41-21 epic home loss. You were actually in the suite with former head coach, the legendary Tom Osborne. And as I understand, he's had some reaction from everything that has happened over the past week.
Yeah, he certainly wasn't thrilled, number one, about the UCLA game, but you know, in the case of Bo and the comments that he made, Coach Osborne has come out and he's given Bo his support. He said that he was made aware of this tape over a year ago when Coach was still the AD. And he said he had went immediately and spoke with Bo about it, and expressed, I guess, his disappointment. But he also said that he understood, you know, how emotional it can get. I remember that week, you know, Bo had been kind of upset with a couple journalists who were then mentioned in this rant post-game that included a couple F-bombs directed at those journalists, because it wasn't just about the fans, like he had called out. You know, and another part, I guess, where I think a lot of Nebraska fans, and I'm sure this bothered Coach Osborne, was Bo had said something about we'll see where Nebraska is when I'm out of here.
Right.
You know, they can kind of kiss my you-know-what out the door. And that kind of, I think, struck people the wrong way, because they've been told all along that he kind of loves it here by him and that this is a place where he wants to be. And his name, for a while there, after the first 2 years, kept coming up in jobs. You know, there was the Miami job, there was the Michigan job at one point, the Arkansas job, and you kept hearing Bo's name mentioned. And, you know, they kind of have died down lately in the last year or two. But there was a time there, and he would kind of, when people would want to know what was happening and if he was considering those jobs back then, he said, you know, that he doesn't have anything to do with that. And, you know, he's not exploring anything where, you know, it had him coaching at a different university. And so when he talks about that, kind of leaving, well, and then people start putting two and two together. It's like, you know, is anything that's coming out of this guy's mouth truthful? And I think that's the position that he's in now, is nobody knows whether or not what he says is true, or if he's sincere about things. You know, he's come out and he's apologized and said how much he loves it here now, and you know, that was 2 years ago, you know, whether or not people actually believe him, and you know, but Coach Osborne says that he feels he was sincere in the conversations that he's talked about. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that has happened. You know, this is the thing that's comical, is Bo kind of has it out for a bunch of these reporters. Well, and not just a bunch, he just doesn't like the media, right? He doesn't like doing, you know, his radio show or his television show. But the reality is he gets paid a lot of money to do it. And the reality of this whole situation probably is that it was a former employee or, you know, somebody who worked on one of these shows. And for all we know, Bo could have told this guy to, or gal to F off, you know, 100 times, you know, because everything that we hear is that he's not actually excited to be in there. You know, he treats people maybe not the way that you would want to be treated yourself. So it's almost like it came back around and bit him in the you-know-what.
You're talking about treating people. What about alumni, your former star quarterback and Tommy Frazier? What was your reaction, and how surprised were you at how Bo Pelini, his comments?
Yeah, I mean, it's comical. You know, he says that he's embraced the former players, and it's just it's a lie.
So you don't feel embraced?
Oh no! I mean, there was a golf outing 6 years ago when he first got the job, and that's been it. Now it's kind of, especially the players from the '90s, were kind of that dark shadow that hovers, you know, over him. But you know what? That's the reality of this job is. And you know, it's not just the reality. I mean, some of these coaches should be thanking, Bill Callahan is the other one, should be thanking those teams from the 90s, because without that, without those three national championships, you got to go all the way back to 70-71. That's, you know, you might as well combine Nebraska then with, you know, schools like Pitt and, you know, schools that haven't really been relevant in a long time. But at least those championships happened in the modern day. It keeps Nebraska somewhat relevant. Nebraska had never gotten as much press as they did last year when Alabama was trying to win the third national championship because Nebraska was the only other team, so there was the comparison. So Nebraska's getting all this front page press and media, which helps in recruiting, but he just kind of turns his back on it because he constantly has to hear about it. Well, until you do something worthy of people having those conversations, you know, over breakfast on Sunday morning, and they talk about the great game and the championship that we won, you know, that's what people are going to talk about because they talk about the glory days. Right? I mean, they talk about the good times. Yeah. And until you give us good times, it's hard to, you know, be, I don't want to say fully supportive because people are fully supportive. But, you know, when you tell Tommy Frazier, who's arguably the greatest college football player of all time, to, you know, that you don't need him, you know, I wouldn't have taken Tommy's approach with saying, you know, the defensive coordinator needs to be fired, the linebacker coach needs to be fired, the DB coach needs to be fired. I mean, he was basically calling for everyone's job. And coaches, I mean, it's difficult, you know, just with the fact that they're constantly jumping around, they're uprooting their families, but, you know, they're also being paid very nice nowadays as well. You know, the days of assistant coaches making $75,000-$80,000 are over. I mean, you got guys that step into a position coach for the first time that are making, you know, $250,000-$300,000. So they're being compensated pretty well. But I wouldn't have taken that approach the way that Tommy did with, you know, some of this, I guess it was on Twitter.
Yeah.
But Coach Pelini just, you would hope as being the head coach that he wouldn't kind of revert to, oh, well, if that's how he feels, we don't need him anyway. You know, and he kind of accused Tommy of not knowing, I guess, until, you know, you've sat in his chair. And, you know, I couldn't disagree. Has Tommy been the head coach at Nebraska? No. I mean, it certainly hasn't. He's had a coaching gig at Doan University here in Nebraska, and that didn't go well for him. But to say that he doesn't know, you know, the time and the effort and the game planning and the strategic battle that it is, that's incorrect as well. You know, players, especially, I'm just speaking about, you know, Tommy and he's spent a lot of time in those coaches' office. And if he wasn't with, you know, the quarterback coach getting prepared or the offense coordinator or the head coach, then he was off by himself, you know, watching film and doing that sort of stuff. You know, the coaches, they certainly have other responsibilities outside of just coaching us players. But he's got a pretty firm, I think, grip on what it actually takes, you know, to be successful. And you would have just hoped that Bo, I guess, would have maybe taken more of the high road since he is the head coach at Nebraska instead of, you know, saying, well, we don't need you, especially when you're talking to Tommy Frazier, who, you know, he's passionate about the program, and he speaks his mind. And, you know, he's also earned the right, I think, to speak his mind. you know, he's done the whole blood, sweat, and tears thing. And you know what? He didn't get paid $3 million a year to do it either. So I think Bo has to kind of, you know, he's got to start, I think, accepting things that come with the job instead of constantly banging his head against the wall expecting a different result.
We're hitting it hard with Jason Peter this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio with our weekly Under the Helmet segment on the Big E Sports Show. Always talking NFL and college football. Our focus this weekend is on Jason Peter's Huskers. And so as a former black shirt, what needs to happen in Lincoln? How do you change the culture? It's got to get back to winning, right?
Well, yeah, you got to get back to winning, but he's got I referenced this in an interview I did earlier in the week. It's similar as to Nebraska back in the late 80s, early 90s, before we kind of went on that run. Nebraska was playing a five-man front, right? They were great against the run, mm-hmm. but always hard stopping the pass. They just didn't have the athletes to compete with the Miamis and the Florida States that had all this speed on the field now. You know, we had safeties that were running 4.6, 4.7. Corners, you know, that maybe were 4.5, 4.6. You know, you needed speed on the field, and the game was changing. And so Nebraska converted in 1993. It was the first year that they ran a 4.3 defense, you know, they started to recruit speed, and that year we played for a national championship against Florida State and came up a couple points short, but there was the adjustment that was made. There was accepting that, I guess, the way that we've done it for so long does not work, or is not working at least for us right now. And I think that's kind of where Bo, I think, needs to get. He's running a defense where he doesn't like to have to commit extra players to the run if he doesn't have to, or if given the choice to decide if I could commit extra guys to, he's going to commit them to covering guys in the secondary. He thinks that he's able to run that where you help in the secondary and just have kind of that front four that can get after the quarterback and can stop the run. Well, the reality is he doesn't have the 95 Nebraska defensive line. He's got a bunch of young guys. I mean, we're talking true freshmen, redshirt freshmen. You know, there's a senior or two in there who, if you don't know them by now, you're not going to know them at the end of this year either. You know, they've been playing for years, and they don't get any better. But they're out there, I guess, because they're older and they're better than a true freshman. You know, Whoopi. I mean, God, if there aren't most of the seniors that should be better than true freshmen, but we have young guys playing up front, and this was something that anybody who played football would know. If you're counting on young freshmen, even redshirt freshmen, on the defensive line to play at a high level in terms of a championship-type level, in terms of going out and playing a UCLA and winning for four quarters, or playing a Michigan or, you know, a big quality school, if you're expecting those young guys to do that for an entire year, then you're crazy, because you're just not there mentally and physically. Your body's still growing. These kids are coming into college, you know, 17 years old, 18 years old,
right?
And now you're playing against redshirt seniors, you know, who are 23, 24. Sometimes you have guys that come back after going and spending time in the military or doing something, maybe playing baseball, who knows. And they're coming back, and you could be playing against a 28, 29-year-old man across the line of scrimmage. And you know, here you have an 18-year-old that you're counting on to be able to shut down the run, and if not, you know, you're going to get after the quarterback. And they just don't have those types of horses. But you need those in order to run his defense. It worked when he had some of Callahan's players. You know, Callahan left him in Ndamukong Suh. He left him a few other players. You're able to run what he wanted to run with those guys. But with what he has now, no way. He's got to do something. And now there's a book on his defense. You know, they know that if given the choice, he'll drop guys. And that the offense coordinators know if they're now in a situation where they have to pick up the first down, and there's a good chance that Bo's going to bring pressure. There's a good chance that, you know, he's not going to drop guys in that situation because he needs to get after the quarterback. So,
let me jump in here, Jason. You know, as we look ahead to Saturday's action, you know, hosting South Dakota State, what kind of fan reaction do you think that Bo Pelini will get?
I am curious to see. You know, you kind of hope that there's still 91,000 people in the stadium because, and this hopefully is a good wake-up call for Bo. It's not about him. You know, it's about the kids that run out there like it is at every other university. And hopefully he realizes that because if it was about him, then I imagine the stadium would be at least half empty. And you just hope that, you know, it's the one kind of thing that Nebraska has is that attendance record that's still ongoing with all the sellouts. And you'd hate, I guess, for it to be lost because a coach said something dumb 2 years ago in what he thought was a private setting. You know, it would just be unfortunate. And you know, it's a different time, I guess. I mean, we always broke the locker room with our defense coordinator saying, you know, you go out there, you play hard, you play for your loved ones. He said, but most of all, you play for the fans because without them, none of this is possible. And that was the way that we said every single game when we would go out there, that's how we would leave the locker room.
Well, Jason, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out the remainder of the season. We sincerely appreciate you joining us. We've gone a little bit long, but we always love your opinions. You bring them strong, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Have fun at the game, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. Join us on Twitter at eRadio Sports, and we will be right back with the Big E Sports Show.